为神的爱，使我们不再羞愧。
So because of Jesus' love, there's no shame anymore.
耶稣奇妙大能的恩典，使我们不住的称颂和赞美。
Because of Jesus' amazing grace, our endless praise and blessings last forever.
今年我们一起来查考哪一本书？
What are we studying this year?
哥林多前书。
First Corinthians.
目的就是要来帮助我们明白。
The purpose is for us to understand.
从这代到那代。
From one generation to the next.
神的爱更新他的教会。
God's love transforms his church.
带我们来效法钉十字架的耶稣。
So we can be the imitators of the crucified Jesus.
在我们今天信息开始之前，让我们先向神献上我们的感恩。
Let's bow our head and pray and give God our thanksgiving.
求圣灵继续来感动我们的心，来聆听神的话语。
May the Holy Spirit continue to touch our heart so we can have a listening ears.
亲爱天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你自己的话语让我们明白为什么你要拣选世上愚拙的、软弱的。
Because of your words, you let us know why you choose those who is foolish and weak in the world.
以及拣选那些有的，为要废掉那有的。
And you're going to choose those who haven't and bring nothing to those who have.
因为你要将耶稣基督的智慧、公义、圣洁和救赎赐给我们。
Because you want to give us the wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption of Jesus Christ.
因为世上的一切都要过去。
Because all that is in the world shall pass.
唯有你的话语跟你的应许才能永远长存。
But the words of yours and the promise of God shall last forever.
求神，你的圣灵在我们众人心中运行。
Oh, may you speak to our hearts through the Holy Spirit.
让我们都能够明白属灵的事。
So we can understand the spiritual truths.
我们这样的感恩祷告祈求是奉主耶稣的圣名。
We pray in thanksgiving and in the holy name of the Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 好，让我们一起翻到新约哥林多前书第二章。
If you have your Bible, please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
我们会先从第六节用中文念到第九节。
First, we'll read in Chinese from verse 6 to 9.
然后我们再用英文来念。
And then we'll read in English.
好，翻到以后，我们用中文先来念。
Okay, let's start in Chinese.
然而在完全的人中，我们也讲智慧。但不是这世上的智慧，也不是这世上有权有位将要败亡之人的智慧。我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀。这智慧世上有权有位的人没有一个知道，他们若知道，就不把荣耀的主钉在十字架上，如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。接着我们用英文来念。
Okay, let's read in English. Yet among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away.But we impart the secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages of our glory. None the rulers of this age understood this, for it has had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eyes has seen, no ears heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him.
什么是世上的智慧？
So what is the worldly wisdom?
世上的智慧当然包括我们在学校里面所学习的。
It includes whatever we learn at school, right?
以及我们在专业上所应用的，无论是数学、物理、化学，或是文学、艺术等等。
And also those things that we use in our profession, such as math, physics, chemistry, or literature or art.
这些对人类文明和进步当然有它的价值和贡献。
For sure, they have their value and contribution to human civilization and progress.
但是这些世上的智慧往往不能够帮助我们来认识耶稣基督的救恩。
But you know, these worldly wisdom usually does not help us to know the salvation of Jesus Christ.
不能使我们得救，更不能让我们得到永生。
It cannot save us, and it cannot give us eternal life.
世上的领袖，无论是过去的毛主席，现在的习近平。
So the leaders of the world, such as Chairman Mao and Xi Jinping,
能在几十亿人的中国人中间脱颖而出，取得领袖的地位。
You know, they stood out among the billions of Chinese people, and they obtained their status of leadership.
我们也看到奥巴马跟川普，他们的政策和言论，都为他们争取到了足够的选票，成为美国总统。
And as we see, you know, Obama and Trump, their policies and their remarks have won the people's vote, so they become the president of the United States.
这些都证明他们有超越一般人的智慧。
So it has proved that they have the wisdom above ordinary people.
关于世上的智慧，上个礼拜天，我们西区教会的许牧师讲了一个非常有趣的故事。
So about this kind of worldly wisdom, the West Houston Chinese Church Pastor David gave us a pretty interesting example.
就是有一位出版商，他为了生意的缘故呢，经常对美国总统献这个政治现金，支持美国总统。
So there's a publisher, you know, for his business sake, he often financially support the president for his own good.
当他准备要出版一本新书的时候，他为了提高这本书的销售量，他就先送了一本给总统。
So when he was ready to publish a new book in order to increase the sale, he first sent a copy to the president.
一个星期之后，他就问总统怎么样，这本书怎么样，你觉得怎么样？
So you know, after a week, he would ask the president, "What do you think about the book? What do you think about the book?"
面对自己的捐款者，这个总统其实没有读这本书，可是他很客气的说，哦，我觉得这是一本好书。
So, you know, facing his donor, and the president didn't really read the book, but he kindly said, oh, it's a good book.
结果出版商马上大打广告，赶快来买这本总统认为的好书。
Yeah, so the businessman is so excited, so he put out big ads, say, come to buy this book.
不久，出版商又准备出另一第二本书。
So, not after a little bit, the publisher is ready to publish a new book.
他又送了一本给总统。
So he gave the president another one.
但是总统已经上过一次当了。
But you know, he was full last time.
所以当出版商问他的时候，总统就说，这本书我觉得很糟糕。
So the president said, I think this book is terrible.
那出版商赶快又打广告。
Oh, so the publisher put another ad.
大家赶快来买这本总统认为很糟糕的书。
So let's go buy this book because the president thinks it's awful.
第三次出版商又送了一本新书给总统。
So a third time, the publisher gave the president another book.
有了前面两次的经验，总统不直接回答。
So with the two previous experiences, the president doesn't want to say anything.
透过其他人对他说，不予置评。
So he told his spokesperson to tell the publisher no comment.
出版商又做广告。
So as a result, the publisher did another ad.
请大家赶快来买这本连总统不能置评的书。
So everybody come to buy this book because the president can't even make any comment on this book.
世上的智慧我们看到都是以自我为中心。
So we know the worldly wisdom, they're always self-centered.
都是以自己的利益为出发点。
And they usually seek their own interest.
世上的智慧经常让我们变得自高自大。
So worldly wisdom a lot of times make us so arrogant and so prideful.
所以保罗在一开始第二章的时候就说，我不用高言大志对你们宣讲神的奥秘。
So see, that's why Paul say, I do not come proclaiming you to the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom.
他说我讲的话，我说的话讲的道呢，也不是用委婉智慧的言语。
And he says, my speech and message were not in plausible words of wisdom.
他只用圣灵的大能和明证。
But he used in demonstration of the spirit and the power.
因为人的口才和知识虽然能够使折服人，甚至于让人佩服你。
So, you know, a lot of times human eloquence and knowledge sounds so convincing or so admirable.
但是只有圣灵的大能能带领人来认识耶稣。
But only the power of the Holy Spirit can lead people to know Jesus.
来领受耶稣基督的救恩。
To receive Jesus' salvation.
所以使徒保罗他讲的智慧乃是从前隐藏神奥秘的智慧。
So like the verse said, what Paul talked about is the secret and hidden wisdom of God.
这个智慧就是神在万世以前预定我们得荣耀的。
Which God decreed before the age of our glory.
这里说的从前就是旧约时代神的智慧是隐藏的。
So the past is talking about in the Old Testament, God's wisdom is hidden.
直到新约借着耶稣及他的十字架，才把神的智慧显明出来。
So later in the New Testament, through Jesus and his cross, God revealed to us the secret of his wisdom.
原来耶稣的救恩并不是人犯罪以后神才想到一个补救的办法。
Therefore, God's salvation plan is not something that the redemption plan that he thought of after the fall of man.
我们得救是因为全知全能的神在创立万事以前就已经在基督里面拣选我们。
So the omnipotent God has chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world. And because of his love, he predestinated us for adoption as son through Jesus Christ.
因着爱，预定我们借着耶稣基督得到儿子的名分。
Because of his love, we are predestinated to become the son of Jesus Christ.
我们这些有罪的人，竟然能够成为至高神的儿子。
Can you imagine? We're all so sinful, but we can be adopted as a son of God.
这是何等尊贵的荣耀。
What a noble glory.
当神他说他的智慧是奥秘，并不是指他的智慧是高深很难明白的知识。
And when we say God's secret of wisdom, it doesn't mean that it's really profound or very hard to understand.
但是人依靠自己的聪明却是无法知道也不能明白的。
But if we really try to use our own wisdom and understanding, it's so hard to know and so hard to understand.
犹太人的领袖，他们期待那位要来的弥赛亚是政治和军事的领袖。
And you know, those Jewish religious leaders, they expect that future Messiah is the military and the political leader.
是要来推翻罗马帝国对他们的统治。
They come to overthrow the ruler of the Roman Empire.
甚至出于自己的嫉妒，要求罗马巡抚把耶稣基督钉死在十字架上。
And because of their, out of their own jealousy, they asked the governor of Rome to crucify the Jesus.
罗马的巡抚比拉多说，我查不出他有任何的罪。
But you know, the Roman governor, Pilate, say, I did not find any guilt of Jesus.
但是为了取悦于人，竟然将万主之主、万王之王的耶稣钉死。
But because of, in order to please the crowd, he crucified the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus.
耶稣与其他的罪犯同钉十字架，应验了先知的预言。
And Jesus was crucified with other criminals, and therefore fulfilled the prophecy of the prophets.
也成就了神对全人类的救恩计划。
And also fulfilled the salvation plan that God for the whole human being.
耶稣在世的时候，他讲了第一个比喻就是撒种的比喻。
Remember when Jesus was alive, his first parable was the parable of sower.
很多人都听见了。
Lots of people heard them.
但是只有他的门徒进前来问耶稣说：“你这个比喻是什么意思？”
But only the disciples of Jesus came in and asked the meaning of the parable.
耶稣对门徒回答说：“因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道。”
So Jesus said, "To you it has been given to know the secret of kingdom of heaven."
不叫他们知道。
But to them it has not been given.
所以耶稣说：“我用比喻讲。”
That's why I speak to them in parables.
使他们看也看不见，听也听不见，也不明白。
So seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor they understand.
记得过去师母常常对我说：“你为什么眼睛老是长在头顶上？”
And I used to remember my wife always say, "How come you know your eyes were on the top of your head?"
因为一帆风顺。常常使我自以为是。
Because my life was a smooth ride, so I was so self-righteous.
不但看不起人，更不尊重神。
I look down on people, and I do not expect God.
让我多年无法谦卑地来到神的面前。
So all these years, I could not be humble in the presence of God.
现今的世代，同样的，也有很多人跟我以前一样。
So today's generation, many people were just like the FOMO me.
都依靠自己的小聪明、老经验。
So they just lean everything on their own limited understanding and old experience.
认为人定胜天，这个世界没有神。
They believe that man can conquer nature and there's no God in the world.
其实离开了神，我们根本不会明白我们生命的意义和方向。
So if there's no God, we will never understand the direction and meaning of our life.
即使将来离开了这个世界，我们也不知道会去到哪里。
And even if we left this world, we don't know where we go.
因着自己的自高自大，蒙蔽了我们心中的眼睛。
Because such arrogance, our eyes were blinded.
不明白属灵的事。
We do not understand the spiritual truth.
更无法知道神的大能才能改变我们的生命。
We do not understand. Only God's power can change and transform our lives.
耶稣的门徒因为跟随耶稣成为有福的人。
Those disciples of Jesus, because they followed Jesus and they were blessed.
他们亲眼看见耶稣所做的事，亲耳听见耶稣的教训和他的所有的所说的话。
They saw with their own eyes what Jesus has done, and they heard with their own ears the teaching and the commands of Jesus.
因为神为爱他的人所预备的。
Because what God has prepared for those who love him?
是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
Are those no eye has seen, no ears has heard, nor the heart of man imagined?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
世上的智慧呢，是看重眼前的果效。
You know, the worldly wisdom focus on the immediate effect.
我们追求的都是短暂的成功。
The goal is temporary success.
所以神使用那让世人看为愚拙的方法来拯救我们。
Therefore, God used a way that seems so foolish to save us.
就是要我们不再依靠自己，单单来信靠耶稣。
So God used this way for us not to rely on ourselves, but to trust Jesus' salvation alone.
借着福音的大能，让我们可以领受救恩。
So because the power of the gospel, we can receive salvation.
耶稣说他来了，是要我们得生命。
Jesus promised us he comes so we might have life.
而且得的更丰盛。
And have it abundantly.
你是否羡慕这样更丰盛的生命呢？
Would you like to have this kind of life?
但是从死里复活的耶稣，他现在已经升天了。
But you know, after Jesus' resurrection, he has risen.
我们要如何明白神奥秘的智慧呢？
So how can we understand the secret of the wisdom of God?
主耶稣在走上十字架之前，向天父祈求。
Before Jesus was crucified, he asked the Father
要另外赐下一位保惠师，或是我们称为训诲师
to give us a helper or advocate or a counselor.
保惠师这个字原来是鼓励和劝慰的意思。
So the original meaning of this word means who encourages and exhorts.
也经常在法庭里面呢称为那个为我们辩护的律师。
And it was often used in court as the defendant's defense lawyer.
在这里说圣灵是另一位保惠师。
And here it says Holy Spirit is another helper.
表明耶稣是原来的那一位保惠师。
So it shows that Jesus is the original helper.
现在圣灵要代替耶稣，而且永远与我们同在。
So now the Holy Spirit comes to replace Jesus and who is with us forever.
随时的成为我们的帮助。
And he can be our ever-present helper.
圣灵也称为真理的灵。
The Spirit is also known as the Spirit of Truth.
因为圣灵要引导我们进入一切的真理。
Because the Holy Spirit will guide us through into all truth.
让我们继续来念从十章念到第十节念到十二节。
Let's continue to read from verse 10 to 12.
我们仍然先用中文，再用英文。
We'll start with Chinese and English.
因为只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。我们所领受的，并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事。让我们接着用英文。
So let's read in English.
Oh, sorry.
Verse 10. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depth of God. For who knows a person's thought except the Spirit of that person, which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thought of God except the Spirit of God.Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God.
圣灵就是神的灵。
So,
圣灵
Holy Spirit,
参透万事。
So Holy Spirit is the spirit of God, and Holy Spirit searches everything.
参透的意思就是探究或者是查明。
So the word search means to explore and to find out.
帮助我们能够用正确的眼光来做出判断跟决定。
So it will give us a good insight, or we can make right decision and judgment.
圣灵参透万事，就是说明圣灵会帮助我们。
So Holy Spirit searches everything means that Holy Spirit will help us.
用神的眼光帮助我们来省察我们生命中的每一个层面。
So with God's insight, that will help us to examine every aspect of our lives.
就是连神深奥的事也参透了。
So the Holy Spirit searches even the depths of God.
深奥的事，在以弗所书第三章，保罗继续用基督的奥秘来说明。
So the depth of God, Paul used Ephesians chapter 3 to help us to understand the mystery of Jesus Christ.
因为基督为我们被钉死在十字架上。
Because Christ was crucified for us.
这个奥秘如今借着圣灵向我们启示。
And this mystery is now revealed to us through the Holy Spirit.
启示就是揭开、打开的意思。
So revelation means opening.
当别人送你一个包装好的礼物，你要怎么知道里面是什么？
So when somebody gives you a well-packed gift, how do you know what's inside?
你必须把外面的包装都打开，才知道里面是什么礼物。
And we need to open the package, right? So we will know what's inside.
圣灵向我们启示了基督的奥秘。
So the Holy Spirit reveals us the mystery of Christ.
起初，神拣选了以色列人要使万国万民借着他们来蒙福。
So originally, God has chosen the Israelites to be the blessing for all nations.
但是以色列人远离了神，所以神差遣他的独生爱子耶稣基督来拯救所有的人。
But the Israelites turned away from God, so that God sent His only Son Jesus to save all the people.
借着耶稣大能的福音
，because of His almighty power gospel,
让我们也都能够成为神的儿女。
So we can also become the children of God.
在基督里同为一个身体。
So we can become a one body in Christ.
就是新约所说的教会。
Just like the New Testament said, it's the church.
同蒙神的应许。
And we can partake that promise of God.
所以基督的救恩就是神开恩赐给我们的礼物。
So God's salvation is what God gave to us, that gift for the, His grace.
接着我们要来念13节到16节。
So we'll read verse 13 to 16.
我们用中文先来念。
Chinese first.
并且我们讲这些事，不是用人智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语，将属灵的话解释属灵的事。然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。属灵的人能看透万事，却没有一人能看透他。谁曾指教主的心去教导他呢？但我们是有基督的心了。
Okay, let's read in English. And we impart this in words, not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truth to those who are spiritual. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them, because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual person judges all things, but is himself to be judged by no one. For who has understood the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
保罗再次说他不用人的智慧。
So again, Paul here emphasized that he does not use human wisdom,
而是用圣灵指教的言语。
But he used the words that from the Holy Spirit.
接下来和本的圣经说将属灵的话解释属灵的事。
And in the Chinese Union Version Bible said using the spiritual words to explain the spiritual truth.
那新译本采取另外一种可能的翻译，就是向属灵的人解释属灵的事。
And for the, another possible translation by the New Translation Version is interpreting spiritual truth to those who are spiritual.
因为这都在说明只有圣灵能参透万事。
But they all are trying to explain that only the Holy Spirit can penetrate everything.
属灵就是属于圣灵，就是属于神。
So you know, spiritual means belongs to the Holy Spirit.
属灵它表明了就是我们要随从圣灵，而且被圣灵来掌管。
So spiritual means that we have to follow the Holy Spirit and we are controlled by the Holy Spirit.
只有属灵的人会有平安生命在我们里面。
Only the spiritual people will have life and peace in their heart.
所以属灵的事就是和生命平安有关的一切事情。
So spiritual truth are related to life and peace.
圣灵说，在这里圣经说，属血气的人不领会神，不领会这个神圣灵的事。
It says here, those people belong to the natural person, don't understand those spiritual truth.
反倒以为愚拙，是因为没有神的灵在他们里面。
Because they are folly to him, because there's no Holy Spirit in them.
他们所表现出来的，就经常是结党纷争，跟哥林多教会的情形一样。
You know, so the result is like the divisions and fighting in the Corinthian church.
很特别的是基督耶稣居然向天父感谢。
But you know, Jesus thanked the Father.
他说， 父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就什么隐藏起来了，向婴孩就显出来了。
And you know, Jesus is very interesting. He said, Father, the Lord of heaven and earth, I thank you because you have hidden those things from the wise and understanding and revealed to little children.
这个聪明通达指的就是世上的智慧。
So you know those wise and understanding, that means the worldly wisdom.
因为那是属血气的。
Because those belong to the natural and flesh.
他们不能领受圣灵的事。
They cannot perceive the spiritual truth.
只有当我们像婴孩一样用单纯的信心来信靠。
Only when we have that simple faith, just like the little children.
我们才有可能明白属灵的事情。
And trust and obey so we can understand the spiritual truth.
第十五节说，属灵的人就是有圣灵在他里面。
And verse 15 says, spiritual people have the Holy Spirit in them.
帮助我们可以以神的眼光来省察我们生命中的每一件事情。
And it will help us to examine every aspect of our lives with God's eyes.
当我们认识神了以后，很多我们的思想、观念跟做法都跟我们周围的人不一样。
So you know, after we start to know more about God, a lot of things that we do are different from the people around us.
因为我们期待我们会顺从圣灵的引导，要做只做神喜悦的事情。
Because you know, we want to try to obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit, so we want to do things that's pleasing to God.
不信神的人会觉得我们很奇怪，为什么礼拜天这么大早，一大早要跑来教会。
You know, those who, they don't know God, they don't understand why do we come to church, you know, on Sunday morning so early.
过去我只要在床上睡觉，师母带孩子来就好了。
Yeah, before I was just sleeping at home, and then, you know, my wife would brought the children here.
他们不知道弟兄姐妹一起来敬拜真神那个这种宝贵的时光。
And they don't understand, this is so precious that brothers and sisters can get together and worship the Lord.
我们与神亲近那种喜悦。
And that kind of joy when we worship the Lord.
也很多人认为说婚姻应该是个人的自由。
And a lot of people think that marriage is personal freedom.
为什么你们要反对同性婚姻？
And why do you oppose the same-sex marriage?
为什么你们仍然坚持婚姻是神所设立的？
And why do you are so persistent about that marriage is designed by God?
为什么婚姻一定要是一男一女，一夫一妻，一生一世？
Why does it have to be a man and woman and to be monogamous and be forever?
原来，因为我们是属圣灵的。
Because we belong to the Holy Spirit.
有基督的心在我们里面。
And there's Jesus' heart in our heart.
我们愿意全然的顺服神的旨意和神的真理。
We want to fully obey God's truth and His will.
主耶稣说，我的心里柔和谦卑。
You know, Jesus said, I'm gentle and I'm lowly in heart.
他走遍各城各乡宣讲天国的福音。
He went through all the cities and villages and teaching and proclaiming the gospel of wisdom of the kingdom.
医治各样的病症，怜悯困苦流离的人。
Healing every disease and every affliction.
因为他就是要我们得到那个更丰盛的生命。
Because he wanted us to have that abundant life he promised.
当我们有了基督的心，
When we have the mind of Christ,
就使我们不再以自我为中心。
We are no longer self-centered.
让我们不再自私自利。
We do nothing from self-ambition or conceit.
也不再去贪图那些虚浮的荣耀。
We won't seek for those vanity.
我们不再只顾自己的需要。
We look not only to our own interest.
而且以基督的心为心。
We will have the mind of Christ.
使我们可以心存谦卑。
So we can be humble.
看别人比自己强。
And we can count others more significant than ourselves.
也让我们去关心别人的事情。
So we will look to the interests of other people.
亲爱的朋友们，
Dear friends,
如果你过去还没有机会接受耶稣，
If you have not opportunity to accept Jesus,
你是否愿意借着今天的信息打开你的心门？
Would you like to open your heart through today's message?
让耶稣今天就成为你生命的救主。
And let Jesus become your Lord and Savior today.
如果你已经接受了耶稣基督，
If you have trust Jesus as your Savior,
我邀请你来参加今天开始的传福音训练。
I invite you to come to get the training today.
帮助我们周围的人也都能够明白神的智慧跟属灵的真理。
So the people around us get to know the spiritual truth and the Jesus truth.
帮助他们也都能够早日踏上跟我们一样走上这个蒙福的道路。
So we can help them to walk in this kind of blessed path just like us.
在我们领受主日圣餐之前，
Before we receive the communion,
让我们继续低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你借着使徒保罗让我们能看明这些属灵的真理。
Thank you for itusing Paul's words to help us to understand the spiritual truth.
让我们不再依靠自己的智慧和聪明。
So we don't rely on our own wisdom and understanding.
让我们打开心门，靠着你圣灵的带领，来让我们每一天过一个得胜的日子。
So we can open our hearts to follow the guidance of Holy Spirit so we can have a victorious life.
在我们今天领受圣餐的时候，
When we're receiving the communion,
你让我们再次思想你在十字架上为我们的舍身流血。
Help us to think about what you did on the cross. You shed your blood for us.
你这样的爱我们，就是要来让我们能够早日走上你蒙福的道路。
Because you love us so much, so we can have the blessed way.
求你预备我们的心，一起再次来省察我们自己。
So prepare our hearts so we can examine ourselves.
带领我们一同来走永生的道路。
So we can walk in this eternal life together.
我们这样子的感恩祷告祈求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.